这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm glad that you're with me for our program today. Jewels from the Internet is a program that I hope that you will be able to learn some new English words.That's what we have done to help you is to set up our program so that you can hear English words pronounced and also the meanings and the spellings of the words. And I hope that I will give you all of those today as we do a short story. Jewels from the Internet also provides you with some booklets of the stories that we use on the air. And I hope that you will take advantage of that.That means that I hope that you will write to me and ask for the booklets that we have put together. You can ask by name of the story or by number of the story and also the number of the booklets. And they're also called Jewels from the Internet. That makes it easy for you to remember, doesn't it? The name of the program is Jewels from the Internet.And so is the names of the books that we do put together with all of the stories that we read. Well, we're working on book number 12 right now, aren't we? We have done many books, and they've all got many stories in them. The story we're doing today is 411, 411 in book 12.And our story today is called Heart Man. Heart Man. What does that make you think of? It makes me think of somebody that maybe is very nice. Somebody that has a very compassionate nature. Maybe somebody that puts his heart and soul into what he does. Now, let's see if that's what the story is about. We'll have to read it first and find out.Have you ever been afraid and wondered if the whole world knew it? You think people must be able to hear your heart pounding like a kettle drum. Sometimes they can. When my pastor was in college, he was asked to have prayer before a huge audience. When he bowed his head to pray, he laid the microphone against his chest.The audience heard not only his prayer, but also the thumpety, thumpety, thumpety of his heart, racing a mile a minute because he was nervous. This earned him the nickname Heart Man. Society views fear as something very undesirable, even cowardly.One antiperspirant company's logo is, Never let them see you sweat. But while we try to convince ourselves and everyone else that we can do anything, we sometimes ignore the very greatest source of power in our lives. You don't have to be weak, unsure of where to go or what to do.Let God step in, flex his fingers, and say, Watch this. He'll do incredible things in your life that you would have missed completely if you had muscled on ahead without him. When you feel weak, stand back and watch what he can do. Now, was my original assumption right? Was Heart Man...somebody that had a big heart? Somebody that was compassionate? No, it wasn't, was it? And when I said that at the very beginning of our show, I wasn't sure because I read the story several days ago and I had forgotten what the Heart Man story was all about. So it was new to me, too. Well, let's go back and see just what Heart Man, the story, was about.Well, it starts by saying, have you ever been afraid? I have been afraid. Have you been afraid? I'm sure all of us have been afraid at some point in our life. To be afraid means to be scared. I was scared when there was a typhoon here, because I wasn't sure what to expect. Sometimes if I go out walking at night in the dark, I can be scared, because I don't know if I'm going to meet somebody or an animal or a dog that may not be friendly. That just means I'm a little afraid, aren't I? Let me spell afraid for you. A-F-R-A-I-D. Afraid. I'll spell scared for you also. S-C-A-R-E-D. Scared and afraid mean the same thing. Afraid. A-F-R-A-I-D. Now, have you wondered if the whole world knew it? That just means if you're afraid sometimes and you look around, do you think others are saying, that person looks afraid? Can they tell? Well, you know, sometimes a child might be afraid of a big dog. And you can look at that child and say, oh, I think that child is a little afraid. So you have wondered if the whole world has known. And sometimes that means yes, they do know. So wondered here also means have you thought? If the whole world can see that you're afraid. So wondered and thought could be the same thing. Let me spell wondered for you. W-O-N-D-E-R-E-D. Wondered. Well, you know, sometimes you think that people must be able to hear your heart pounding like a kettle drum. Now, it's giving you an analogy, isn't it? Pounding like a what? A kettle drum. If you have ever been to the symphony or an orchestra, or you've ever played a musical instrument, you may have heard of a kettle drum. Now, that's a huge drum that sits on the floor and looks like a kettle. So, if you've ever seen one, it comes to about your waist if you're standing up high. If you're standing up, it'll be about waist high for you. And it's huge. It's probably, maybe a meter across. And it's got a very flat top. It's a drum top. And you can bang on it with a drumstick. And it usually makes a big booming noise. It's not like a snare drum that you could see in a band or a rock band, but it's a big drum that looks like a kettle. So they call it the kettle drum. And it usually has a deeper, bigger boom when you play it. So kettle drum, let me spell that for you. K-E-T-T-L-E-D-R-U-M. Kettle drum. Now, if your heart is pounding, what is it doing? It's beating very rapidly. You can feel it sometimes, can't you, when you're afraid? Your heart is pounding and you can feel it. Pounding. P-O-U-N-D-I-N-G. Pounding. P-O-U-N-D-I-N-G. Let me spell kettle drum again. K-E-T-T-L-E-D-R-U-M. So if you think your heart is pounding very fast and very loudly, you might be right. Just like a kettle drum, it's very loud. Well, there's a story now about the heart man. It said, when my pastor was in college, that a pastor is usually somebody that's in charge of a church. It's the minister, isn't it? It's the clergy. So pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, pastor. If he was in college, that's like being in university. You're finished high school and you're going to a college or a university. So college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E, college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E. Well, he was asked to have prayer in front of a huge audience. Huge here would mean large or big. There were many, many people in this audience. And that's what audience means, lots of people. So huge is spelled H-U-G-E, huge, H-U-G-E. And audience, which means it's made up of many people, is audience. 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 Well, he was very nervous. He was afraid, wasn't he? But he bowed his head to pray. That means he bent his head down towards his chest. He bowed his head. B-O-W-E-D. Bowed. B-O-W-E-D. Well, he laid the microphone against his chest also. So he put the microphone up to his chest. That's another word for laid. L-A-I-D. And a microphone is the part that you speak into to make your voice louder. So if you're in front of many people, you would usually have a microphone so everybody could hear you. So that's the instrument you put in front of your mouth to make you louder. Microphone. Let me spell that for you. M-I-C-R-O, micro, and phone. P-H-O-N-E, microphone. M-I-C-R-O-P-H-O-N-E. Well, it says here the audience, those are the people that were listening, the big group of people, so many, many people, they were listening. They not only heard his prayer, but the beat of his heart. And sometimes we say the heart sounds like thumpity, 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 thumpity. So they heard the prayer and also the thumpity or the heartbeat. I'm going to spell thumpity for you. T-H-U-M-P-I-T-Y. It's a word that you don't use very often, except usually if you are talking about a heartbeat. Thumpity. T-H-U-M-P-I-T-Y. Now it says here his heart was racing a mile a minute. Have you ever felt so scared that you think your heart is going so fast? That's what it means here. It's racing a mile a minute. It's an expression that means going very fast. Sometimes you can relate that to horse racing, can't you? They're going fast in that mile that they do. Now he did this and his heart was racing because he was nervous. Now, to be nervous is also another word for being scared or afraid. Sometimes we say, I'm very nervous. I don't want to get up in front of people. I don't want to talk in front of an audience. Have you ever said that about any time that you've had to get up and speak? You get nervous, don't you? Nervous. N-E-R-V-O-U-S. Nervous. I know I can get very nervous before I get up in front of people. And sometimes I sing at church, and then I'm really nervous. And sometimes my hands get very wet. They get sweaty because I'm nervous. People react differently to the different situations. But when you're nervous, your heart usually thumps faster and you get scared. Well, they said that because he had done this, it earned him the nickname Heart Man. If you earn something, sometimes people give you something. You know, to earn a nickname means you've done it several times and people have noticed, so they've given you something in return. And they gave him a nickname. Now, a nickname is not really his name, is it? It's usually a term of endearment sometimes. I know my father has a name for me that's not Debbie. It's very close to that, but I know that he says it when he's trying to tell me he loves me. It's a term of endearment. So a nickname is not his real name, but it's what sometimes people call you because of something. And because they had heard his heart thumping so loud through the microphone, they decided to give him a nickname, and it was Heart Man. Now let me spell nickname for you. It's two short words put together, nick and name. N-I-C-K-N-A-M-E, nickname. NICKNAME. Well, it says society views fear as something very undesirable, even cowardly. Well, let's go back. There's several words in there that maybe you don't know the meaning to. Society, that means people in general, people around you, society. S-O-C-I-E-T-Y, society. S-O-C-I-E-T-Y. It views something, so you can see, society sees, or people see, being scared, okay, as not wanted or as undesirable. So to view something here is to see something. Views, V-I-E-W-S. Society views fear. Well, we know what fear is. It's being very scared, isn't it? It's being afraid. Or it's being nervous sometimes, so fear. Now, what's undesirable? Is it something you really want? No, it's something you don't want. Undesirable would mean not wanted. If you desired something, it would mean that you want something. So if you don't want something, it's undesirable. What's cowardly mean? That just means you lack courage. You're not very courageous in doing something. You're afraid. So undesirable or even cowardly. Let me spell both of those for you. Undesirable. U-N-D-E-S-I-R-A-B-L-E. Undesirable. Sometimes I have to say things more than once too, don't I? Just to make sure I've said it correctly. So don't be afraid if you say something the wrong way sometimes. Let me spell undesirable again for you. U-N-D-E-S-I-R-A-B-L-E. Now, cowardly, we said, means lacks courage. So let me spell cowardly for you. C-O-W-A-R-D-L-Y. Cowardly. C-O-W-A-R-D-L-Y. Now, it told here of a company's logo. Do you remember what logo means from another program that we had it in? It means a sign or a saying. A logo, if you look on your shirt that you're wearing, you may have a logo on it. Now, the one that's probably the most common around the world is the Golden Arches. Do you know what I'm talking about? That big yellow M. McDonald's. That's the logo for McDonald's. That big yellow and red M. So a logo is a sign or a saying. It could also even be a song. Their company's logo. L-O-G-O. Well, there was a company that had an antiperspirant. I'm sure you know what that is. It's deodorant, isn't it? We all wear deodorant sometimes. And an antiperspirant is a kind of deodorant. Let me spell that for you. Antiperspirant. A-N-T-I-P-E-R-S-P-I-R-A-N-T. Antiperspirant. It just means that you're trying hard not to have yourself sweat. So you're trying to put something on to make yourself so you don't sweat. So it's a deodorant. D-E-O-D-E-R-A-N-T. Deodorant. Well, an antiperspirant company's logo that said, "Never let them see you sweat." They wanted you to use their product so you wouldn't sweat. Now, to sweat is to perspire, isn't it? To get wet under the arms or maybe in your hand. That's what happens when you sweat. I sweat just by walking down the street because it's so hot here in Hong Kong during part of the year. So you see people sweat all the time. But this company's logo said, if you use our antiperspirant, you won't have to sweat. I wonder if that's really true. You'll have to tell me. Let me spell sweat for you. S-W-E-A-T. Well, they're trying to convince you and everybody else that they can do anything. What does convince mean? It means that you're telling yourself something. I'm trying to convince myself that I'm not nervous. So I'm telling myself, Debbie, you're not nervous. I'm telling myself, so I'm trying to convince myself. C-O-N-V-I-N-C-E. Convince. To tell. Convince. C-O-N-V-I-N-C-E. We sometimes ignore. That means we don't see it on purpose. Sometimes we know something's there, but we don't want to say, oh, I know it's there. Sometimes you see your child standing in the doorway, but you don't want to talk to them right that moment. So you ignore them. I-G-N-O-R-E. Ignore. I-G-N-O-R-E. Now, what's the greatest source of power in our lives? That just means the biggest source of power, or whatever you believe in. Greatest source. S-O-U-R-C-E. That would be source. We don't have to be weak. To be weak means we are not strong, right? Don't have to be weak. W-E-A-K. We don't have to be unsure of where to go or what to do. If you're unsure, you just don't know, right? You're not knowing if you're unsure. It says, let God step in. Let God help you. Flex or move fingers and say, watch this. He'll do incredible things in your life. What does incredible here mean? It means wonderful or unbelievable. Incredible. I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E. Incredible. That means unbelievable or wonderful. Let me spell it again. Incredible. I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E. Now he says he'll do incredible things in your life that you would have missed completely if you had muscled on ahead without him. Now that's an interesting word, to muscle on ahead. It just means to go by force all by yourself. To muscle in on something, to go and get something by force. When you feel weak, weak here would mean unsure or not strong, then stand back and watch what he can do. Look and see what God can do. Well, I'm going to read that story now again for you, just so that you can put all those words into the meaning of the story called Heart Man. Have you ever been afraid and wondered if the whole world knew it? You think people must be able to hear your heart pounding like a kettle drum. Sometimes they can. When my pastor was in college, he was asked to have prayer before a huge audience. When he bowed his head to pray, he laid the microphone against his chest. The audience heard not only his prayer, but also the thumpety, thumpety, thumpety of his heart, racing a mile a minute because he was nervous. This earned him the nickname Heart Man. Society views fear as something very undesirable, even cowardly. One antiperspirant company's logo is Never Let Them See You Sweat. But while we try to convince ourselves and everyone else that we can do anything, we sometimes ignore the very greatest source of power in our lives. You don't have to be weak, unsure of where to go or what to do. Let God step in, flex his fingers and say, watch this. He'll do incredible things in your life that you would have missed completely if you had muscled on ahead without him. When you feel weak, stand back and watch what he can do. I enjoyed that story, and I hope that you have too. Now, I did tell you I was going to give you an address that you could write to me, so let me do that now. Put down to Debbie, at Kowloon Central Post Office, Box 71030 in Hong Kong. Now let me spell some of those words for you. Kowloon Central, capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N, Kowloon, Central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L. Post office, you can put down P, capital P, period, capital O, period. So P-O, Box, 71030. That's Kowloon Central Post Office Box, 71030 in Hong Kong. I have an email address that I would be glad to give you too. It's zhaomeng@vohc.com. Let me spell that for you. Zhaomeng, Z-H-A-O-M-I-N-G. Z-H-A-O-M-I-N-G at vohc.com. We have a fax machine, so let me give you our number here in Hong Kong. 852-2457-6019. I hope that you have enjoyed Heartman today on our program, and I hope you'll come back for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. Bye for this time.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 at vohc.cn。 谢谢您今天的收听，再见。